Hallelujah. I think the Father enjoyed our singing. It was also fruit for him. Yeah. Let's read a few verses from John 15. Let's read it together. John 15.
Johannes 15, Vers 1 bis Vers 8.
1 through 8. In all languages together, 15, 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. Amen. That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Let's read 8 again together. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. Amen. 15 and 16 as well. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Amen. Amen. I have appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain.
Amen.
Yeah, the Father wants to have fruit. I think that in this whole time we've spoken about this. And these verses in John 15 speak very definitively about this. The Father wants fruit. What is fruit? What is the fruit that he wants? I hope that we can now all answer this question after we've been here in this conference. What would you say? What is the fruit? The true worshippers. Christ as our offering that we can bring to the Father for his enjoyment. And this is a Christ that has become our life, our substance. It's not Christ who we just talk about in the meetings, but this is the Christ who has become our reality, whom we have eaten, whom we have drunken of, through whom we have walked, and whom we then harvest as fruit for the Father. That is the fruit that he desires. And these verses are quite strong, that the Father would be glorified when we bear fruit. He seeks this fruit. Yeah, may he gain them in us, because he searched for them for a long time. And we've spoken a lot about how we can gain this fruit in our daily life, in the meetings. Yeah, in the meetings we don't just want to hear anything or to just take it for our own life. But I think it's become clear for us, bearing fruit is not limited to a Sunday or to a Saturday night young people's meeting. Bearing fruit is something that happens day after day in every situation, wherever we are. We can really bear fruit. And I want to ask you, where do you walk in Christ? Every day. I think we are more exercised to take Christ in the church life. When I'm with the saints, I exercise to live through Christ, and maybe also at home with our families. But what about when we are at school or at college, in the university, at work, when we're with other people? Do you live Christ? Or does Christ have no place in this realm within your life? You say, okay, I do want to bear fruit for the Father, but only in the meetings. Or just in my morning watch. Or wherever, but definitely just not with my friends, because they don't understand. They don't know Christ. And I don't want to irritate them, bother them. I think, unfortunately, we often have this attitude that we just want to live Christ among the saints. But the Father wants to have fruit in your entire life. He seeks fruit when you are at school. Have you ever thought about this? To bring fruit for the Father at school? How can you bear fruit for the Father there? Only if you also live through Christ at school. You can't take him out of this realm. It is very important that we grasp this, that we really take these times, yeah, seriously. They are important for the Lord. He told us he didn't take us out of the world. It would have been easy for God to just take us out of the world, save us out of the world. And now you believe, and yep, now immediately you're in the heavens with him. Maybe we wish it were this way. But he said, no, I don't want to take you out of the world. But he said, Father, preserve them from the wicked one. They're in the world, but not of the world. And we have to understand, it's God's burden that in the world, among people, we would also bear fruit. Because the Father doesn't only want to have you. He also wants to have your friends. He wants to have fruit there among your friends. To see how his life also comes into the life of your friends and how there would be more fruit through them. Each one of your friends, colleagues, the Father loves them. He also seeks fruit among them. He seeks men, yeah, in whose lives he can come into, yeah, and through whom he can bear fruit. And that's why he needs you. He needs your walk before your friends. And if you don't take Christ there in your daily life, how can fruit ever appear? Yeah, how can they ever take Christ in if you've never brought this seed to them? Maybe let's read a verse in 1 Peter, chapter 1, 23 and 25. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. How were you born again? How did it happen? You don't really remember, huh? Because you also heard the word since you were a kid, and then faith came into your heart. Isn't it that way? The word of God came to you, and you believed. You can't even remember the day because it happened so early on in your life. Without the word of God, no one can be saved. If the word of God doesn't come to your colleagues, they cannot be born again. The life of God cannot come into them without the word that lives and abides forever. And that's why in verse 25 it says, "But the word of the Lord endures forever." Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Amen. So, the word comes through the gospel which was preached. Who is going to preach the gospel in your class? Who has been put there from God to sow the seed more, to scatter the seed further? You think it's going to be your teacher? Oh, your religion teacher? Oh, he preaches the word, but he doesn't even believe. That's a little difficult. But you have tasted the Lord. You have the life in you. You have His life in you. We have been put in our places to bear fruit for the Father in our surroundings. The gospel has to become such a normal thing for us. Just like eating the word daily. It's not anything different from going to the meetings or I read something in the word. It should be so normal for me to talk about Christ as my life. I talk about my life, right? Why not? And that's why we don't have to be evangelists, so to say. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm not so gifted. I can't go on the streets and speak before so many people. Okay, I'll admit, maybe not everyone can do that. But we all can bear fruit. The Father expects this. He expects that each one of us bears fruit, and not just in the meetings or at home, but also in the world where you are, with your acquaintances, with your friends. Every branch has been put where it is to bear fruit for the Father. We can't take it away. And I think we have to really renew our concepts concerning the gospel. It's not as hard as we often think, or as the enemy wants to make it for us. It's the lie of Satan to close your mouth so that you wouldn't further this word, because it puts him in danger. It endangers him. So, coming again to John 15, he says, "I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit." You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Yeah, every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. But he said, yeah, it touched me that he didn't take it away. When we don't bear fruit for the Father, it is not good. It's not good for us. He expects fruit. It is very important. Don't think it's a small thing. Whether or not we increase His word and sow and scatter His word. I want to give you an example. This year, at home, we planted a few plants in on our balcony that should actually bear fruit. Not just, flowers, but tomatoes, cucumbers, strawberries. And you know what? I think we were on our balcony almost every day, and we were looking, is there fruit? I think you have to try to plant something yourself and not just go buy them at the supermarket. And then I started to understand what sort of heart the Father has your soul, when will fruit come? When? Finally, I want to see the first fruits. And then we saw our tomato plant. It grew and grew and grew with leaves and leaves and leaves, but no fruit, no tomato. It kept growing bigger. I didn't plant it just so it would grow and have many leaves. I wasn't satisfied. Why does it grow, but it doesn't bear fruit? And I understood, this is also what it's like for the Father. If we're in the church life for years, it's true, we might grow. We take the word and we grow. There might be some leaves, but there's no fruit. Yeah. I saw and I looked at the plant and I said, nope, it's growing too much. And I cut off all the branches where there were only leaves but no fruit. I cut them all off. I didn't leave one remaining where there wasn't fruit. Because I wanted fruit. This is serious. I finally understood it. It's normal. You want fruit. And the Father only seeks fruit. He doesn't seek this growing big or growing up. He seeks Christ. He seeks this increase of life. He seeks the fruit. And that's why I can tell you, I really wanted to cut it off. And then Luba said, no, no, stop, stop, stop. Look, there's a little fruit. And then he said, okay, I'll leave it. I'll leave it. I won't cut it off. So that means, yeah, let us not play around with the Lord. This is serious. It's a serious word. It shouldn't leave us in any rest when we don't bring fruit and bear fruit. If we just do whatever and we don't bear fruit, we shouldn't be at rest, at peace with that. We should tell the Father, change something in my life. I don't want to be a branch that you at the end have to cut off because I'm here for a few years and I grow, but I don't bear any fruit. And then, yeah, sometimes we might have this fear, oh, the Father expects so much, so much, and I can't. No, we have to continue reading. 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. So what do you have to do to bear fruit? How does it function? How does it work? Abide in him. Not even that you have to struggle or strive in any certain way to bear fruit. You have to abide in him. You have to be diligent to abide in him. Yeah, true. It's an exercise. I abide in him. Fruit comes naturally when you abide in Christ. When you say, I abide in him. The fruit will come. Of course, naturally, the Father will also prune so that fruit comes. Sometimes the Father has to deal with things in you. Allow it. Let it be dealt with and abide in him. You know, if you want to bear fruit at school, then you have to abide in him. And yesterday we talked about that. How can we abide in him? He who eats me, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he will abide in him and I in him. I will fill him. Remain and abide in this fellowship, because fruit will only arise out of fellowship. It will only come out of Christ. We have to be filled with Christ so that this fruit can arise.
So
we should really be filled with the Lord so that it can bear fruit. And if we have such an attitude, the Father will also give it to us. And then I'll jump to verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Yeah, this is good to ask what we desire. You know, don't go to school and say, okay, I'll see what happens. No, ask the Father for fruit. If you want to be a true worshiper, and I think in this time all of us have received this desire to be a worshiper, a true worshiper, so don't start the day and just say, okay, I'll see, maybe something will happen, maybe not. No, we need this desire. Father, I want to bear fruit for you. I want to abide in you, and give me chances to experience you, opportunities to share this life. And I have to say, sometimes there were times concerning the gospel, I live just the way I live. Okay, if I have to, if there's a situation that arises and I have to testify of the Lord, then okay, I'll do it. Sometimes it was so, and then I testified when I actually did it. That is not true worship. That's not a true worshiper. A true worshiper says, Father, I want to bear fruit for you. Father, give me an opportunity. I want to use this day to bear fruit for you. Send me. Send me. Because it comes from Him. He also has to provide it. He has to give it. In Romans 10, in verse 15, it says, how shall they preach unless they are sent? How, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. You know, for there to be fruit, it has to come from Christ. And He wants to send you. He wants to lead you, guide you. He wants to show you something. And then when you open yourself and you let the stream of life flow out of you, then you realize it's not of you, but Christ wants to flow through you, and He will flow. And it's so good to have such an attitude. I want to tell you a short testimony. For a few years, at a UCO, I was at an internship at an institute, and I purposed in my heart to really preach the gospel. And then 2 months passed by, and then I waited for the opportunity to preach the gospel. And 2 months, I didn't say anything. I didn't let one seed fall into the ground. And then there was a UCO like this at that time, within my internship period, and I said, no, it can't be this way. And then He awakened my spirit and strengthened my spirit anew. And then the next day, after the UCO, I drove to this internship, and during the whole time as I was going to this workplace, half an hour on the bike, on my bike, I just prayed the whole time. I said, Father, give me fruit today. Give me an opportunity today to testify of you. Today, not tomorrow, today. I prayed this half an hour. And then I was there at work. And yeah, the whole day was nothing special. And then I was packing up my things to go back home. And then the Lord touched me. There's a student sitting there. Go, talk to him. Suddenly, there was this urging within me. Now is the time. Now is the time to speak. The Father answered. And I already said, no, it doesn't really fit right now. It's kind of not convenient. I have to go. And then the Lord reminded me of my prayer. I already had forgotten my prayer. And then the Father reminded me, hey, you said something this morning. You said that you wanted me to give you an opportunity. The opportunity is now. It's there. And so then, I really didn't know what I should say. I had absolutely no idea. What am I supposed to do? But I went, and we started to have a conversation. And then suddenly I was talking about the Lord and I preached the gospel. And then I was so happy on my way home. And from that day on, the next 2 months, there was not one day that went by without an opportunity. Yeah, it's because my attitude was, I want to bear fruit. That's why the Father says, yeah, ask what you desire and He will give it to you. The Father gives. But He wants us to be true worshippers who bear fruit for Him and who want to bear fruit for Him. And, yeah, to close, I want to say, when we see that the Lord wants to send us, yeah, it should come from Him. He needs to send us. But if He touches you, it's already enough if you have a burden to preach the gospel to someone in your class, when you already have this urging within you, that is already the Lord. Satan would never urge you. Your flesh would never urge you to do that. Don't worry. It's not your flesh that's trying to urge you to preach the gospel. The Lord is sending you. You have 1,000 excuses in your head. That's the enemy. He gives you 100 reasons not to do it now. You can do it some other time. And in this way, we have to overcome. Then we have to be faithful. And the wonderful thing is, you know, and then it's not even a struggle. You just stay in Him and are faithful to Him. And then you say, Amen, okay, I go. Then just go. Open your mouth. Say something. Just say something. The Lord will speak through you. The Lord will give you the words. Because it's fruit that comes out of the vine. You don't have to ask, where does the supply come from? The Lord will give you the full supply. I think each one who has preached the gospel can testify of this. Or, Christian? Amen. Wonderful. I really wish you much enjoyment in this.